Okay, so we are recording now, and Nancy, for starters, will you state your name and your title or your involvement with this?
Okay, I'm Nancy Knapp, broker owner of Reese Nichols, Warrensburg Whiteman, here in Warrensburg, Missouri. And back in early spring, I was contacted by Robert Wisp from the VA asking if I would be interested in helping secure a proposed site for Warrensburg to locate a VA clinic facility. And I was extremely pleased to showcase our community and decided it was a project that needed lots of involvement from different key players. And so I formed a team of people in our community that we put our heads together and decide how to assemble this and to find sites for the proposal. The team came in May timeframe to look at all of the sites that not only the Reese Nichols had proposed, but other realtors in the area had also proposed sites. The team came, reviewed those, left and went back, and then it was in June, I believe, when I received a communique from VA stating the site that I had proposed had made the short list, and after the short list, then it was going to be a reality. And that was very exciting news, and at that time, Chris Williams with Highlands Development, we asked him to come aboard and help us with the development part of it because that was out of my realm. And so he has been a wonderful partner in all of this and putting together the final package to submit back to VA. And he was notified the first of the month that it was a go.
Now, do you happen to know what other communities the VA was originally looking at for this?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Well, will you tell me a little bit about some of the things about Warrensburg that you showcased that led to their decision to bring it here?
Oh, my goodness. What can't you showcase about Warrensburg? Our educational system. You know, we have a blue ribbon school district. We have UCM that is a strong supporter of our community, as well as with Whiteman Air Force Base. And, of course, Whiteman Air Force Base, we consider to be our best neighbors on the east, and it's because of them that we were wanting to do this, because I have been a civilian all of my life, and I thought it was just my small way of saying thank you for all that you do for us if we could get that VA clinic located here in Warrensburg.
I know it's pretty early, but do you have any idea what kind of timeline we're looking at?
We believe groundbreaking will be mid-November, and then hopefully the facility will be open late summer. So it's pretty, hopefully we've got a good winter coming up. Depends on whose almanac that you look at, is whether it's going to be a good winter or a bad winter, but we're hoping for a good one so that we can continue, or that Chris can continue right on with his construction work.
Right, fantastic. And I don't know how much involvement with this you had, but I guess some incentives are expected to be awarded to,
yes,
to bring this here?
Yes. The city of Warrensburg has been instrumental in helping with this. They were contacted probably a year and a half ago that this could be a possibility, that they were looking at Warrensburg to locate the facility here. And then when we got into it, we had to have some incentives. And so the city has agreed to $55,000 incentives for traffic signals and so forth.
All right, perfect. Well, Nancy, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
I'm just so excited that this is coming to our community. I think it's going to be a big, huge boost. You know, we have the veterans home already here, and right now our veterans have to go to the city for their evaluations and for clinical help, and this way it's right in their backyard, and hopefully it's going to be an economic boost for our community because it will bring in higher paying jobs and also the people traveling into our community. And so then we as citizens have another opportunity to showcase our community. You know, our hospital is building on an expansion, and there's just so many good things happening in our community. It's just wonderful to be able to, as I say, showcase it.